Welcome to He Changed the World from Forest Baptist Church, a series of talks about Jesus Christ from Mark's Gospel, recorded by me, David Last. Talk number 25, Test Your Mind, Mark chapter 7, verse 20 through to verse 23. Take an honest look at yourself, not in the mirror. This isn't about your weight, skin, hair or eyes. Take an honest look at yourself inside. The thoughts, traits and feelings of your mind. What are you like in there? What sums you up? You could even pause this talk for a few minutes so you've got the space to ask the question properly. It's worth giving time to. Jesus certainly thought so. In the bit of Mark's Gospel we're covering in this video, he speaks to his disciples about this question. What is the true nature of human beings? And Jesus' answer is dark. That humanity is fundamentally and destructively flawed. That our minds are warped in a way which produces really nasty stuff. Jesus describes it as making us unclean, not in the sense of hygiene. Rather, he's using the language to say something like this to us. You are really, seriously, sadly, not what you were made to be. But why would he say that? What's the standard he's comparing us against, the original design? God. Jesus is saying, you should be a tiny version of your creator, but you aren't. You're very different and not in a good way. Does that rile you at all? Jesus' words here can have that effect. After all, in our own assessment, we tend to have a much higher view of ourselves. Of course, we'll be the first to say that we're far from perfect, but we feel we try to be decent, fair, nice for much of the time. We like to think well of ourselves. And compared with others, we believe we come out okay. And yet, there's a problem with that approach, isn't there? We've set the standard. Which is like writing your own exam questions, answering them, getting a great mark, and then saying, look how well I did. You haven't really tested anything. Jesus says, you need to look at this more objectively. What should you be? That's the real test. What did God make you to be? But he doesn't just leave this vague. As he talks to his disciples, Jesus lists off particular behaviour which comes out of us. It's not an unusual list. Just commonplace thoughts and actions found in human beings all over the world. But it exposes what we are. Let me run you through what Jesus names. He starts with sexual impurity, behaving intimately in ways which leave us and others feeling dirty rather than pure. He goes on to theft, acting in ways which takes from others, whether helping ourselves to what others own, stealing, or conning organisations, or just simply being so lazy that others have to pick up the tab. Murder. Hating another so deeply that you wish they were no longer around, even if you never grab a weapon to act it out. Adultery. Being unfaithful in a marriage where we promise to be devoted. That might be sleeping with another person and living two lives. Or it can just be imagined adultery, playing with thoughts triggered by flirting or by watching pornography or in some other way. Greed. Selfishness, which grabs what it wants, even if others are left with less, and even if it's more than is needed. Malice. Treating others badly without care, writing them off as unworthy of my concern. Deceit. Lying to others to make my life easier or to get something out of them. We're even capable of deceiving ourselves. Lewdness. Speaking or acting indecently for personal gratification or amusement or pleasure. Envy. Looking at others with a resentment for what they have or for what they are, which can quickly grow into bitterness, which sours relationships. Slander. Speaking unfairly or untruthfully about others to bring them disrespect and probably boost self. Arrogance. Exaggerated opinion about self, which loves to put others down. Folly. Choosing what is morally dubious or simply foolish, causing harm and havoc to others. And that's Jesus' list of everyday evil thoughts. What do you think? Of course, some of the items we'd say, I've never done that. But even if you do say that, are you sure you never would do it if circumstances changed? Meanwhile, some of it we have done and try to excuse that it's not really that serious. But are we so sure of all the implications of our misbehaviour? Maybe some of the list we'd say, well, everyone does that. But since when did everyone doing something make it right? However, the main point Jesus is making is this. This bad stuff is inside human beings, and that shows there's something wrong with us. So what do you think? How do you look on the inside? What will God say to you when he judges you about your outer and inner life? What can be done about what he's going to find on that day? What do you think? Thanks for watching. Now listen to a recording of the short passage in Mark's Gospel. Let the list seep into your mind and soul. Think about it. Pray about it. And I hope you'll return for the next talk.
Mark chapter 7, verses 20 to 23. Jesus went on, "What comes out of a man is what makes him unclean. For from within, out of men's hearts, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, lewdness, envy, slander, arrogance and folly. All these evils come from inside and make a man unclean."